We're moving on to item 8 on the agenda, petitions to the Council. It's a petition received in accordance with the scheme approved by the Council in respect of Parkston House. Have we anybody that wishes to talk to this petition? A lady in the... Did you put your hand up, the lady in the front there? No? Was there anyone? Is it McLeod allowed to speak?
There's a report to committee, to the council, so Councillor Gookey, I'll just introduce it and then let
Okay, I will let Councillor Gookey introduce, can't even spell his name now, introduce it and then take any questions. Carry on.
Forced, by the way.
Okay.
That's quite dangerous, isn't it?
Do you accept?
We recently celebrated our anniversary as well. Yes, Madam Chairman, thank you. I'm very pleased to standing here and state what the Council has already done with the petition that was received at our last meeting. If I may, Madam Chairman, I'll give a brief background to where we are and how we got there. The Council has actively worked with the developer of Parkston House in an attempt to ensure that the site was safe and secure, but regrettably the developer failed to follow advice provided by our officers and take appropriate remedial action. This resulted in the Health and Safety Executive intervention. The developer's private building control arrangements were withdrawn by the companies involved on at least two occasions, resulting in Tendring District Council taking on aspect of the role in default. Action has been taken under the Council's powers for dealing with dangerous structures, but related legal events have run in parallel, resulting in the developers receiving a custodial sentence. Following the Council's obtaining a warrant to enter the premises, a full survey by independent surveyors was commissioned. The Council's options have been determined based upon the results of that inspection. £20,000 has been specially made available to supply and erect steel covers on the ground floor's windows and plywood on the top floor. The Council has already expended significant levels of resources and officers' time in dealing with the developers and making the site safe and secure. And these actions will ensure that to properly secure the building, that unauthorised access is prevented, and to make sure that the building is not a danger to the public. The Council will do all it can to recover this cost in due course. I submitted a progress report, and a Tendring District Council officer attended the last three Parish Council meetings, our very own Nigel Brown, our Communication Manager, to Ramsey and Parkston Parish Councils to ensure that the Parish Council residents are kept informed or progress in respect of tendering actions. The Council has a legal duty to ensure that the property does not present a danger to the public. However, it does not have a duty to undertake any other works to the building, and given the developer's current situation, it is apparent that he is currently unable to undertake any further works until his position changes. When he is released from custody, the Council will attempt to establish his future intentions and determine any potential further action based on those intentions. Given the ongoing situation with the developer, the Council has been left with no alternative other than to undertake the works in default, as it is clear the developer will not be undertaking any of the works. The Council has attempted to advise local residents of the ongoing situation, but given the confidential nature of the issues, it has not always been possible to be as frank and as open as you would have wished. However, it is hoped that the action which has now been put in place, the signature of the petitions and the Parish Council will have seen that the Council is prepared to take legal action and will take action when it's appropriate within its ambit. Finally, in accordance with the procedures, officers have investigated the request made in the petition. Council may now consider the petition and whether to make any recommendation to Cabinet. The petition requests the Council to make the building safe and secure, and given the proposal to affix security screen to the ground floor and board the upper windows, it is apparent that the Council will comply with this request. And I hope everybody will agree with me that the Council has done all it can to remedy the matters. Thank you, Madam Chair.